أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Masoom, and also Ali Nasir with me here. Welcome, everybody. So everybody's alhamdulillah okay, all right, energetic and ready. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 45 of Surah Hud on page 226. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 226, Surah Hud, Ayah number 45. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir and Masoom, let's listen to the recitation together with our listeners, our brothers and sisters. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Now, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, in this ayah, okay? In the previous verses, we learned that Prophet Nuh's son, was drowned in the water, okay? Now, in this ayah, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam talks to Allah Almighty. That أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه نوح عليه السلام called out to his Lord said oh Allah فقال ربي and said my Lord إن ابني من أهلي my son is indeed from my family وإن وعدك الحق Your promise is indeed true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ So I can't say anything. You are the fairest of all judges. Hussein, would you please recite this ayah once?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please start. Let's everybody listen to Hussein reciting this ayah.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين
أحسنتم الله bless you إن شاء الله ونادى نوح ربه How do you read it?
نوح ربه
Let's read it. ونادى نوح ربه Read it.
ونادى نوح ربه
أحسنتم. So the rule إدغام is applied here. Yes. نوح تنوين followed the letter, by the letter را. You have to merge them. Remember, را is a heavy letter also. Hussein, recite it once. You just missed this point. He said, وَقَالَ نُوحُ رَبَّهُ Lightly you pronounce the raw. Heavily pronounce it. Yeah. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ نُوحُ رَبَّهُ Heavy letter. Read it.
وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ
أحسنتم. فَقَالَ رَبِّي فَقَالَ رَبِّي إِنَّ بَنِي نبني إن You gotta extend the sound of noon for two counts. Produce a
nasal sound.
نسال سون نبني What is this rule called, Hassan? نب ب ب You echo the sound. What is it called?
قلقلة.
قلقلة. So the letter ba is among the from the letters of قلقلة. قطبجات letters.
Yes.
So what are Qutwijad letters?
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim and?
Dal.
Dal. So these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, you gotta echo the sound. Do not pronounce them with a, e, u that much, okay? Just echo them. Just let them a bit, like, bounce. Innab. Not innabani, no. Innabani. Got it, Hassan?
Yes.
Hamzatul wasl also will be skipped here. Min ahli wa inna wa'danka al-haqq. If you stop here. Strong qalqala.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min faydi diya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
Walkawnu alwasi'u fi sadri ahduluhu ardan.
Let's recite the Quran.
But if you continue, read it, Masum.
وأنت
أحسنتم. Did you hear the noon sound?
Yes.
وَأَنْتَ. Did you hear noon? Listen to these two different. Read it without the rule ikhfa and read it with the rule ikhfa once.
وَأَنْتَ.
Now read it without with ikhfa.
وَأَنْتَ.
Is there any difference?
Yes.
Yes. When he applies the rule ikhfa, you don't hear the noon completely because he hides it. وَأَنْتَ. The listener does not hear the noon
there
sound.
There is a nasal sound.
Ah, there is a nasal sound. You hide the sound of noon, you produce?
Nasal sound.
And you extend it for?
Two counts.
وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Sometimes we lose our family members. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْجُوعِ. We will be starving. We will be tested. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And something will happen to our wealth. Our wealth will get decreased. We'll lose our properties. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. Our family members. We lose our family members. God forbid our family member, my brother, my sister, my wife, my son, my mother, my father, I will lose them. Okay? I gotta be patient. When I lose them, I should not be complaining, Allah Almighty. But when I get a son, Allah Almighty gives me a son, I shouldn't be that much happy to forget even Allah Almighty. I should not be that much focused on my son to forget Allah Almighty. I should always be thankful to Allah. The moment I'm practicing this, the moment I see my son, I give thanks to Allah Almighty. And I ask Allah Almighty not to let me forget him. Because sometimes the blessings of Allah Almighty will be showered that much upon us that we will be completely busy with those blessings, worldly blessings, okay? And we'll forget Allah Almighty. That's so bad. That's so bad. That is unfair if we act that way, okay? So here, look at the strength of Iman. Inna wa'adaka al-haq. You had promised. Look, Allah Almighty had already promised Prophet Nuh and all the people around him that the punishment will hit you. You gotta believe. You gotta be amongst the believers. If you become amongst the believers, you will be rescued. But if you become, if you stay disbeliever, as a disbeliever, if you stay a disbeliever, okay, you will get drowned. You will get punished. So it was already told to Prophet Noah's son, okay, to all the disbelievers. So it was there. Well, okay, they had free will to choose, yes or no? To be amongst the people with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam or amongst the disbelievers, so they got drowned. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam never complains. He says, Anta
ahkamul
hakimin. Have you ever noticed when somebody dies, when we go to the majlis, okay? Usually the scholars, they recite, Al-hukmu lillah. الحكم لله العلي الكبير. Have you heard this? Have you seen? It means they are reminding the family members that look, Allah Almighty has judged. Allah Almighty gave him that death. Okay, it was his time to go. You don't have to complain. Okay, got it? So we have to learn from the strength of Iman that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam has, and from the tolerance, the patience that he has, we have to learn this lesson. Understood?
Yes.
The problems that come to us, that hit us, we have to be patient. We don't have to forget Allah Almighty. In happiness and also in sadness, we don't have to forget Allah Almighty. That's it. So that's it. I'll recite this ayah. Listen and repeat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق
وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين
وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Masoom, thank you so much for being with us. So, see you in the next session, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevier International Schools. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر